This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Officer and suspect injured in shooting in downtown Wichita. We've got the story.
Senator Roberts says tankers will arrive at McConnell Air Force Base later this month. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A friendly customer service attitude is rewarded big time for a fast food worker in Hutchinson. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A strong storm system is headed our way from the southwestern part of the country. What will it bring us here in south central Kansas? Our full forecast is on the way.
President Trump is considering going around Congress to build a border wall by declaring it a national emergency.
Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin warned against that move.
If any president, this one or any president, decides that they want to just move unilaterally to spend funds and declare a national emergency for whatever they find of interest, it goes way beyond what I consider the clear delegation of authority under the Constitution.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy is one of the Republican lawmakers saying they would prefer a legislative fix, but Kennedy says it might be his only option.
I think the president has some legal authority here to do it. Now, some of my I'm not recommending it. I would want to see him do that as a last resort.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A police officer is in fair condition and a 29-year-old man in serious condition after a shooting in downtown Wichita. Deputy Chief Troy Livingston says the incident began when officers arrived at the Sedgwick County Division of Corrections Thursday afternoon on North Main to serve the man with a warrant for aggravated assault. Now, Livingston says when officers approached the man's vehicle, he intentionally backed into a U.S. Marshal's vehicle behind him.
And then he went forward. As he goes forward, he hit a sign, put the officer in a bad position. We're trying to determine if the officer is actually hit by the car or pinned by the vehicle or was about to be pinned.
The car continued on and crashed into a building. Other officers fired and the man was hit several times. A person who was in the vehicle with the man was not injured.
U.S. Senator Pat Roberts announcing yesterday that Boeing reports it will deliver the first KC-46 Pegasus tanker to McConnell Air Force Base later this month.
Following a long and controversial procurement process, Boeing was eventually awarded the contract with delivery of the plane set for 2017. However, delays in production and testing pushed that delivery date back to 2019. In 2014, McConnell's 22nd Air Refueling Wing and 931st Reserve Air Refueling Group were named the first to operate, maintain, and command the new tanker in the Air Force. The Pegasus will replace the aging KC-135 Stratotanker. McConnell will get 36 of the new aircraft. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
School and union officials in California are looking for a way to avoid a teacher's strike set for next week.
LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner says Governor Gavin Newsom's upcoming state budget will give school districts more money for things like additional staffing, including teachers. The Teachers Union President Alex Caputo-Pearl says he has not seen a new proposal as of Thursday evening.
There's a movement to correct the state funding inequity here in California, and we need Austin Buettner to be a part of it and not claim that he's leading it when he goes up to Sacramento for one day.
Both sides are due back at the bargaining table Friday morning. Caputo-Pearl says he wants to know more about what they believe is a plan to privatize more schools as charters. The teachers do plan to strike Monday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly has named an industry group's leader as the state's top agriculture official and a former longtime budget director as interim secretary of administration. The incoming Democratic governor plans to nominate Mike Beam to head the Department of Agriculture. He is the Kansas Livestock Association's senior vice president. Kelly's interim secretary of administration is Dwayne Gosson, who was budget director from 1998 through 2010. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we are just a few minutes away from our live weekly chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll preview the playoffs coming up with Mitch in just a few minutes. Don't miss it.
Bad news and good news from McDonald's restaurants in two separate states. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
With the new year, KBTS Channel 8 brings you two new Britcoms on
the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. In a story making the rounds online, an expectant mother is not thrilled to hear the unique baby name she picked. It's pretty common.
In a post on Mom's Net, an unnamed woman says a friend of hers who is expecting her first child let her know she plans to name her baby Aurora, like Sleeping Beauty, explaining she wanted something unique. The woman tells her Aurora is a gorgeous name, but has risen hugely in popularity and is now in the top 100. She goes on to say her friend became annoyed, refusing to believe it, asking if she was out of line. Well, some say she should have kept her mouth zipped. Others feel she wasn't being unreasonable. The woman wasn't wrong. Nameberry lists Aurora as the sixth most popular girl name of 2018. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police in South Carolina releasing surveillance video, which they say shows a man throwing hot coffee in the face of a McDonald's drive-thru worker last month.
A patron at a McDonald's in Camden apparently became angry while waiting what he considered too long for his food order. Police say he asked a 16-year-old drive-thru worker to throw in a large order of fries and to call over a manager. The teen closed the glass window and told co-workers she didn't want to go back because the man was acting obnoxious. But when he motioned for her to reopen the window, she did. That's when he reportedly splashed hot coffee in her face. The young worker suffered first-degree burns, which have since healed. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And on the other hand, a friendly worker at a Hutchinson McDonald's is riding high after one of her regular customers surprised her with a major gift.
Beep, 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 yeah!
Wichita businessman Chris Ellis says he always looked forward to being waited on by Vicki Anderson when he visited the restaurant. On Monday, Anderson asked Ellis if he knew anyone who was selling a car. Her 1994 vehicle needed repairs that would cost more than the car was worth. It turns out that Ellis' son was trying to sell his 2009 Pontiac. So Ellis bought the car, drove it to Hutchinson, and gave it to Anderson. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a look at the traffic update here on the Friday morning commute. Busy Friday morning. We have rain in the Wichita area, and we have lots of traffic issues. Northwest Wichita, we got a couple of traffic occurrences at I-235 and Zoo Boulevard. We've got a traffic accident on Zoo underneath I-235, and traffic lights are all blinking red at I-235 and Zoo.
Wow.
So expect southbound delays there.
Yep.
There are two horses running free in Kechai near K-254 in Woodlawn. And, of course, if a car going 70 miles an hour on K-254 hits a horse,
it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, so they're trying to get people to slow down in that area and get those horses corralled. I think they have just now gotten them corralled. So they've been dealing with that for the last several minutes. And, of course, we had that car that ended up upside down in a pond at 13th and Webb and still trying to figure out that situation, submersion at that location. Traffic update, Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong low-pressure system is off to our southwest, but it's moving a little bit closer. That is spreading in clouds and moisture, and with occasional rain today, our high 37. We're just near that cutoff point where we could see some accumulating snowfall. In fact, a winter weather advisory goes into effect for folks in Harvey and Reno County, but not for Sedgwick County. We will see some snow mixed in at times tonight with a low 32, a rain-snow mix early tomorrow, then ending with a high 35. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, light rain. We've got fog, mist, 37 degrees, a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. And Ted, just logically connecting the dots, we didn't have any accidents to speak of all this week in morning drive. Now we get a little rain, a little moisture, and, you know, things get slick. Visibility goes down. A lot of people don't turn their headlights on in this stuff. Get your wipers going, your headlights on. I got to say that I would go out on a limb and say that weather is a factor in all these accidents that are happening this morning. The horses running loose up near Kechai, that is scary. That's a scary situation. A police in Indiana say dozens of live pigeons found in cardboard boxes in a dumpster may have been used in races in which bets are placed on when the birds will arrive at their roosts after being released elsewhere. State police say Trooper David Vito found 57 pigeons in cardboard boxes December 10th at a rest stop along Interstate 65, about 85 miles northwest of Indianapolis. Five of them were dead. Two others died later. The survivors will be put up for adoption. Apparently, there is a pigeon adoption agency. Police initially said they believe the birds were used in an illegal gambling race where their wings are clipped and they race around a track.
Oh, God, that's just...
Yeah, well...
That's terrible.
Later, they said the pigeons were unable to fly when they were recovered due to their poor condition. So, yeah. Authorities say an alert Milwaukee bus driver rescued a young child found wandering barefoot on a freeway overpass in frigid temperatures. The Milwaukee County Transit System says the boy was less than a year old, wearing only a diaper and a onesie, when bus driver Irina Ivic spotted him December 22nd. Security video shows the boy toddling down the overpass. Video later shows Ivic stopping her bus, running across the street, picking up the crying child and carrying him to the bus. As Ivic called for help, a passenger gave up her coat and to keep the boy warm, and then police and firefighters arrived. Authorities say the child was cold and frightened, of course, but otherwise okay. And police say the child had been left outside by his mother, who may have been suffering from a mental health crisis. So that's apparently the reason why this little kid was out on the free there in Milwaukee. It's 8:14 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And if your throat is getting scratchy, you might be better off reaching for a Hershey bar over cough syrup. At least that's what one leading expert is advising, saying
I'm down with this.
Saying chocolate is better for a cough and respiratory problems than standard medicine.
Oh, okay.
Professor Alan Morris, head of cardiovascular and respiratory studies at the University of Hull in Yorkshire, England, and a founding member of the International Society for the Study these diseases, writing in the Daily Mail, he says, the results of the largest real-world study of an over-the-counter cough remedy ever undertaken in Europe have just come in. It proves that medicine that contains cocoa is better than the standard stuff when it comes to a cough. So, and a lot of people got that scratchy throat and that cough going around.
Boy, no kidding.
I guess it's time to grab a Hershey bar or maybe a candy bar with cocoa.
I'm fine with that.
All right, 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Huge weekend coming up. Big Saturday when it comes to sports. And Ted's been talking about this morning about we got the Chiefs in action tomorrow in the playoffs. And we've got Wichita State's playing basketball on the road in a tough, tough spot. Houston, right?
Houston, longest home winning streak in the nation. They won 28 in a row at home. They've just built a brand new arena. So this will be Wichita State's first time ever playing there. So tough assignment for the Shocks on the road.
Okay.
KU and K-State are on the road tomorrow, too. So everybody's taking a little trip out of town this weekend.
Everybody's leaving town. And they've got the football game going on in Kansas City. But 3:30 start time.
3:30 kickoff.
Kickoff.
And, of course, we'll have all the coverage for you right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS tomorrow. Coverage will at 1 o'clock. We'll play the Road to the Super Bowl special, and then pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's an exciting time because this year we are the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330. KNS has been what an exciting year it's been so far, Ted. This young quarterback that they have is probably going to be an MVP, and he's a rookie, right?
Yeah,
is he really? His second year,
de facto.
Yeah.
This is his second year, but he only basically played one game last year.
So this is
his first real swing through the entire NFL season, and all he did was lead an offense that put up 35 points a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, on the other side of the ball, we need to get the T-Vance has been just showed a little improvement recently. So, there's two sides of that football. You got to play on both sides, and we're hoping that's going to happen. Are we ready to go? Go ahead, Ted. Why don't you introduce our special guest?
Time for our weekly chat with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, as the Chiefs get ready to host the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 at Arrowhead Stadium. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore, and good morning, Stephen. A very brisk Red Friday all throughout the Chiefs Kingdom.
Well, the task is quite simple. Win two home games, and you're going to the Super Bowl.
Yep, it's right there, and we've followed this path ever since the last week of July when we started these training camp reports. And it has been an interesting path. we had a special that we ran last night. I think the network stations will get them, I think, today. They'll run on your air at some point. But it just, when we were chronicling through, doing a chronicle basically the whole season, it was, you just shake your head because you kind of forget everything that you, all that this team has done. But now you're here at the, in the words of Sam Houston, right before the Battle of San Jacinto, the hour is at hand.
The Chiefs at home, and I would imagine Kansas City is just about at the boiling point for tomorrow afternoon.
It's been the longest week of the year. And this is why I'm going back to, this is when Steve played for Wichita West, and it was Tuesday, and he had a big game with South, and you just wouldn't get there, right? It's Wednesday, and you're staring at the chem teacher going, I don't know what word you're saying. Or sorry, that was always anyway, but... or Greg Reno, you know, right before the county fair. It just takes too long. So we're here, and yes, this it's red. This is like a giant pep rally. I don't think much work will get done in Kansas City today.
Is the weather going to be a factor anyway at all? I mean, both teams are playing under the same conditions, but is it going to be really nasty, do you think, or do you know?
It'll be nasty tonight. It'll be nasty in the morning. So it'll curtail some tailgating. I think it's going to subside, Steve, by kickoff. The projections of snow fall, of course, always varied, but there's even some thoughts of 2 to 4 inches. Now, most of the heavy snow is going to be east of the stadium towards Columbia, but I still think the Arrowhead's going to have to deal with some snow. I think it'll mostly affect the morning and the morning traffic getting in. I mean, you got 70,000+, you know, working their way into the stadium. It'll help that it's a 3:30 game, because there's a little more time to get in. But if you're heading up from Wichita and you can't get up here tonight, I would say make sure you get plenty of time and don't try to, you know, whiz in here and go fast, because it's gonna take a while.
A little pressure on.
Okay, let's go.
A little pressure on the Chiefs defense, don't you think? They got to come to the game.
Yeah. No, it is. But think about the Colts' pressure on their defense facing the NFL's best offense.
Right.
And this Chiefs defense picked up some confidence. They made some changes. I told you guys, made changes after the Charger loss. That was the blessing in disguise to lose that game. And so they've made some moves, and it helped against the Raiders. I'm going to give you the stat of the morning. This Chiefs defense, number one in the NFL in sacks. That's a positive. They've allowed 49 enemy touchdowns this year. That's the most in the NFL. But hear me out on this. 29 of the 49 touchdown drives were aided with major penalties on the defense. 29 of the 49.
Ooh, yeah.
And 16 of those 29 came from two different players, and one of those players isn't playing right now. If you play with just some modicum of not having a penalty, you know, being in the range of 4 or less penalties, this defense is going to be a lot harder to stop than the statistics would prove. Indianapolis can run the ball. Marlon Mack's good. They got a Pro Bowl tight end, Eric Ebron. T.Y. Hilton scorched the Chiefs 5 years ago in the playoffs for 224 yards in that great, cool comeback. Andrew Lux, the kid on the Burbs with the big mutton chops. But that's what you got. But I think the defense could be better than people think when they just look at the stats.
Titanic matchup tomorrow. In the conference semifinals, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Indianapolis Colts, 3:30 kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium as the Chiefs look to propel themselves into the AFC Championship game with a win. All right, Chiefs-Colts tomorrow.
Well, here's the deal.
Yes.
There's not been a bigger matchup, though, Steve. I mean, Ted, not bigger matchups at Greg Reno at Cheney High School against Ralph Splorkel from Clearwater.
Oh, yeah, Ralph. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's never been a bigger matchup. All right.
I did overlook that one.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
yeah.
Chiefs-Colts tomorrow, 3:30. How does this playoff matchup between Indy and KC somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our playoff edition of the Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs Update?
Oh, this one is real obvious, and maybe in that obvious category. All right, we talk about Jim Trimble a lot. He probably has led the way. Other than Eddie Plapa, it's Jim Trimble. Who would be third on that list? Who do we go? We've done these reports for a quarter century. Who's usually somewhere pops up on the list, the last player ever to play in the NFL from Wichita State University football program? It's
Jumpy Gathers.
Jumpy Gathers. But let's talk about the Gathers family. Jumpy had a brother, Robert Sr., who played for the Bills. Jumpy played for several teams and played. He was a second-round pick for the Saints coming out of Wichita State. Jumpy's brother, Robert, though, had a son named Robert Jr. Robert Jr. then had a nephew named Clifton, who still plays for the Browns, Clifton gathered.
Mm-hmm.
Jumpy had a son named Jeremy. He was an undrafted player in the NFL for the Saints. There was Jarvis, who played, that was another son of Jumpy. He played at the University of Central Florida. He had a nephew named Kwame. He had another nephew named Carlton that played in the NFL. But then he has a brother, Jumpy's brother, Clayton Sr., his older brother. Clayton Sr. has a son named Clayton Jr., Clayton Gathers Jr., who's the starting safety for the Indianapolis. Jumpy Gathers nephew.
Wow.
He wears number 26. He's a good player. He's been battling some injuries. We'll see. They may be a scratch him before the halftime. I mean, before the game at the inactives an hour and a half before. But Jumpy still lives, and he lives through his nephew. He just lives on the enemy side of the game for this one. But you can't have a Gathers if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
There's always a Shocker connection. The road, winding road, leads right to it.
Yep. Even since 1986, we still got Shocker connection. So thank you, Jumpy, for having fertility.
Mitch, we're looking forward to your call tomorrow. Have a great one.
See you guys.
Thank you, Mitch.
That is Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Brought to you by American Ag Credit and Superior Rent at 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters.
824 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Is the wall a manufactured crisis? That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.